Welcome back to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Leslie Unruh, who is a pro-life leader in the state of South Dakota. And there is a law in South Dakota that is pro-life that could one day, possibly, if it works its way all the way up to the high court, challenge Roe v. Wade. Leslie, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Now, tell us about this law in South Dakota that is related to abortion.
Well, it is an exciting time for the women of South Dakota and really for the women of this nation, because women have come forth and told their stories in South Dakota that they were pressured or coerced into having an abortion. And we were able to go to the South Dakota legislature and tell their stories. And because of that, a law that was passed in our legislature, we were able to get them to understand and know that there needs to be a law that the abortion clinic, before they can, a woman can have an abortion, she has to come to a pregnancy center that is registered with the state of South Dakota and to have an assessment to make sure that she's not being pressured or coerced. So, of course, Planned Parenthood, the abortion clinic in South Dakota, the only abortion clinic in South Dakota that is left, did not like that law going into effect. So they sued the state of South Dakota to stop that, to get an injunction and stop that. And so now we are going to be in the courts, the Alpha Center, which is a pregnancy care center for women. We are interveners in that court case. And so we have started that court process of depositions. I was deposed by Planned Parenthood. And we are now in the process of that process, and we'll probably be in court this next year. And we are headed, it looks like we'll be headed possibly to the Supreme Court in 3 years.
Hmm. And why do you and your husband, Dr. Alan Unruh, again, another key leader, really, of the whole pro-life movement in South Dakota, and in a sense, as a couple, you know, some of the great leaders in the whole country on this issue. But why do you think that this could even damage or touch Roe v. Wade?
Well, if you look at the laws we've already passed in South Dakota, we passed one that said that the woman has a right to have a relationship with her child. We passed a law that said that the abortion doctor has to tell the woman it's a separate, whole, unique, living human being. We also passed a law that said that she has to be told that there's a possibility that she will have suicidal thoughts, which was in the law, suicide ideation. We also have the 72-hour waiting period. And if you take a look at all of the laws that we have passed, if you look at how Roe v. Wade was decided, each one of those laws plays into the whole big picture of what it would mean to bring down Roe versus Wade. So if in South Dakota, we're in the Eighth Circuit, we passed it, we went to the actual Eighth Circuit, which is in St. Louis, and then Harry Blackmun, who is the man who, you know, wrote the decision in Roe versus Wade, it was in his court where we won all these other cases.
You mean Harry Blackmun, before he went to sit on the Supreme Court, used to be at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals? Is
right.
That what you mean by that? Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, and if you go and visit at the Eighth Circuit, you will see in the rotunda there, it's all pictures of him. And it's riveting to be there and think that we won this in that very court. And we've been winning, and there's a possibility that this particular case will go there as well. And we have been winning. So the courts are looking at this issue differently, because they said they would take another look at it. Kennedy said he would take another look at it if he knew that abortion hurts women, if he had proof that abortion hurts women. And we have taken that. With our state has studied abortion through a task force where thousands of women wrote letters to the state legislature, to that task force, and they talked about how abortion hurt them. They told their stories. We studied it. Our state, because of that, did a resolution, and it passed by huge numbers in both the Senate and in the House. And that resolution is beautiful to read. It is all about from the very beginning of what has happened to women since Roe versus Wade was passed. And so it's the state took a hard look at it, and the state is saying, we have to stop this. And we look forward to the day when women will be set free. And we say women because we really believe you can love them both, the woman and the child.
Well, let me ask you a question. What percentage, and I know this is just going to be a guess on your part, but it's based in part on the research that you and the state of South Dakota has done. What percentage approximately of abortions involve coercion, where the woman who has an abortion feels as if her arm is being twisted behind her back by a loved one, by her parents, by her husband, by her boyfriend, whatever? What percentage roughly would you say it's really coercion involved, force of some way or another?
We've been keeping track in our own center, and we would say that there are probably 70 to 80%.
What?
Women that are being pressured to have an abortion. If right now as we speak, I would walk out in the parking lot, I would probably see a young male that's sitting there waiting for the girl to come outside of the center because he's waiting for her to tell him that she's going to have she wants to have an abortion. That's what the pressure on him. Of course, that's in here. We're going to talk to her and help her and do all we can do. But most of the time, it's pressure from the young man or the male, the many time married men, or a lot of times it's even families.
Yeah.
Of the young woman.
Like the mother or the father. LifeNews.com has a lot of interesting reports, and there's just certainly anecdotally, there's all kinds of stories where I was just reading about one where this boyfriend was, I guess he was attacking his girlfriend, just essentially trying to kill the baby within. It was just awful. Ugh.
Yes. Well, it's a number, numbers of women, many, many numbers, have been murdered.
Because they didn't want to abort?
Right, yes. And we brought all that out and shared it with our legislature. They were shocked at the numbers.
What percentage would you say of women who have abortions later feel regret about it? And I think you've even used the phrase suicidal ideations.
The exact statistics, of course, are different in different places. But overall, I've worked with for 31 years women who have had abortions, and many, many, many. I would say probably in the work that I've done, I would say 60 to 70% have thought about within the time after the abortion taking their own life.
Now, obviously,
is very intense.
Now, we do see, celebrities or whatever who are trumpeting abortion, they're standing up for Planned Parenthood and so forth. So how do we assess those people?
Well, many of those people, it depends on when you've had the abortion. A lot of times what happens is initially there'll be this terrible, terrible sadness if the woman is being pressured. Many times if it's societal situations where a woman is being maybe pressured by the fact that she was going to college and now she's going to have to stop for a while or whatever kind of pressure she might be feeling. That's different than somebody that's saying, if you have this baby, we're going to keep from you financial money to go to college. A parent saying that, or this is going to change your life, or in one case, the young woman, the mother of the boy said, I'm going to make your life miserable. You're not going to ruin my son's life by doing this. There's a lot of different types of pressure from those women.
When you say the mother of the boy, so in other words, the mother of the boyfriend of the girl who was impregnated. Right.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Well, this law that you currently have in South Dakota, if I understand this correctly, a woman who wants to have an abortion has to go to the pro-life pregnancy center first for information before she goes on to the abortion clinic. Is that correct?
No. What the law does is it puts it on the abortion doctor. The abortion doctor, when a woman comes there, says to the girl, first you have to go to the Alpha Center, the pregnancy center, and have an assessment. And then you can come back. But you can't. They can't do the abortion on the young woman unless she's had the assessment first to see if she's being pressured or coerced.
So that's the bottom line. Otherwise,
right.
'Cause basically, let's be honest, isn't abortion really, in many, many cases, just about money as far as those who are participating in the industry? And in fact, these new Planned Parenthood videos, exposés, have kind of torn the curtain past and said, oh, look, they're even harvesting fetal body parts for profit,
right,
which
yeah.
is illegal, but they're doing this because, mm-hmm. let's face it, it's all about money for many people. And not everybody. I mean, I think some people are true believers in abortion rights, and that may be a different case, but money drives this whole thing.
Right. It's what's in the till at the end of the day. And you know, they in South Dakota, they fly in the doctors here. There's no doctor in South Dakota that will do abortions. So they have to fly in these abortion doctors. And the state of South Dakota does not run the abortion clinic either. It's South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, run by, all those clinics are run by Minnesota Planned Parenthood.
You know, we were just recently in Wichita, Kansas, and the Planned Parenthood facility there also mentioned Minnesota on the side of the sign. They must run a lot of the clinics or something.
Yes, and there's, you know, these big national folks are the ones that are still running the show, because I'll tell you, people are tired of it. They're beat up. Even the people from within the abortion industry themselves are really beat up and tired of it. And I know that for a fact, because the last abortion doctor to do abortions from South Dakota was Dr. Patty Giebink, and she is now on the board of directors of the Alpha Center.
She's now pro-life.
Yes. Yeah,
what changed her? What changed her?
God.
Oh, okay. So a Christian conversion changed her.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, she got fired from Planned Parenthood because she was listening to the women. She was, if they didn't want to have an abortion, she had, you know, she at that time said, you know, as a true feminist, she felt like, well, why should the woman's being pressured? Why should that be? This woman should be able to do what she wants to do. Of course, they were like, you know, you don't have time to sit and talk and counsel. Just do it. Get it over with. Get the abortion done.
How much money are we talking about per abortion?
Well, back when she was doing it, it was less. But of course, now abortion industry is charging all sorts of different. Depends on where you go and,
okay,
and
for,
what they throw in.
First trimester on average.
Around 700 is what it was at that time.
Wow. For first trimester, second trimester?
Depends on how far along and what they have to do. And, you know, like, are they Rh negative? Do they need a Rogam shot? Because if you don't have that shot and you're Rh negative, then the next baby you would want, you would automatically lose. There's just a lot of different things that go along with it.
Okay, Hillary Clinton says this is all about women's health, mammograms, that kind of thing. Therefore, Planned Parenthood must not be defunded. Your comment?
Well, all the pregnancy centers in the country can certainly take up where Planned Parenthood left off. We can certainly do the work here in our centers, and the government doesn't have to pay for it because we're funded by just people who care about helping young women. So as far as mammograms, that's a lie. They don't do any mammograms. No Planned Parenthood does mammograms. And so that's...
But they must refer for them.
Well, they don't. I mean, anybody, a woman that would go there, if you would actually just call yourself, and I have, they don't even give referrals. Hmm. You'll have to check with your doctors what they tell them. They don't, that's not what they do. They do abortions.
That's what it's all about, abortions.
So that's it.
All right, closing thought from Leslie Unruh, please.
Well, I just want women to know that they're loved, they're cared for, they're not judged, they're not shamed. You know, we care about them. If somebody that's listening is hurting, we want them to know that you can go on and we can help you and that they should seek help.
AlphaCenter.org for more information?
Yes.
And that's
Alpha
spelled
Center.
A-L-P-H-A, AlphaCenter.org.
A-L-P-H-A.
Center.
AlphaCenter.org, yes.
.org. Okay, Leslie, thank you so much. All the best.
Blessings. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.